written by Maureen McCarthy and read by Kate Hood. Carmel, what's up? I looked up. I suppose my eyes were red raw. I knew my face would be blotched. I didn't care. She sat down next to me and waited. It didn't take me long to spill out the whole sorry story, because she didn't interrupt or even act surprised. I told her everything. Missing my classes, the addiction to trying on clothes, the shoplifting, the food I used to gorge myself on, my sneaking belief that I would never be able to find a place for myself in this world. She smiled every now and again, but on the whole she just looked thoughtful until I finished talking. "So, what can we do?" she said after we'd spent a few moments in dreary silence. I can't tell you what it was like hearing her say "we." It made me feel better at once, but I was ashamed that I'd more or less lied to her for weeks. "Sorry about not being straight with you, Jude," I said. "I mean, this'll probably sound crazy, but I kept thinking I'd go back to uni, telling myself every day that I'd go back tomorrow. But the time has sort of flown by and..." She shrugged off my apology with a smile. "That doesn't matter, Carmel. What matters is what will happen next." "Well, I guess I'll have to go home and..." "No way," she said. "I won't allow it." "But Jude, my money's running out. I've been a complete..." She held up her hand like a traffic cop. "They'll cut off my student allowance for sure," I sniffed. "You have to get a job, that's all," she said. "A job that will give you enough to live on. But I can't go on lying to my parents and my brother and..." "Why not?" she grinned. "Just for a bit longer you can, until you find your feet." "My feet?" I said bitterly, lifting one of my large sweaty ones onto the table. "My feet are the bloody easiest part of me to find." She laughed and slapped my leg and I put it down. "Listen, there's a cafe where all the Chileans hang out. I heard the owner say that he'd be needing someone for a while. His wife has gone overseas. Want to come down and see if we can get you a job there?"